You're listening to The Martial Brain, the podcast that explores the intersection between the martial arts, science, critical thinking, skepticism, and that wacky organ that floats inside our skull in a pool of cerebrospinal fluid, making life unpredictably inspiring, infuriating, and sometimes just batshit crazy. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. That's funny. It worked on YouTube. Martial Arts in the Age of Information. Before I proceed, I feel compelled to make the following disclaimer. No part of the following commentary should be construed as a recommendation or endorsement to train in the martial arts without qualified supervision. You do so at your own risk. With that out of the way, in 1971, I began my martial arts education. I loved the art in which I was training, but I was powerfully curious about all martial arts. The only alternative sources of information available to me were articles in a few magazines like Black Belt and Karate Illustrated, and a limited list of books. The list was limited by what my meager funds could afford, and by what was available at the library. Slim pickings indeed. The situation remained this way until the early 1980s, when I purchased my first VCR. That's a video cassette recorder and player, for those of you born after 1985. The availability in the video market of martial arts instructional titles was poor at first, but grew rapidly as the 1980s progressed. By the time the DVD format blew up in the late 1990s, there was a huge array of material available for the inquisitive martial arts buff, and it continued to grow. Now, with streaming video available online, we have moved from the sublime to the ridiculous. There is way more material than any one individual could ever hope to absorb. And, as has always been the case, the quality of the material varies widely. This raises two questions. Can I learn from video without an instructor? And, how do I decide what is worth learning from this vast selection? First question first. Remember my earlier disclaimer. You can learn without an instructor, but I think you will progress far more effectively and efficiently with an experienced teacher. I recognize, however, that some people feel they don't have a choice. There are those who can't afford to pay for instruction. Others live in areas that have no instructors, or in an area with only incompetent or unethical instructors. If you decide to train on your own, your first, second, and third thoughts should be about safety. The human body and martial arts weapons can do tremendous damage. You should assume that you will make stupid mistakes and make allowances for them in advance. Watch your source material many times. Observe a different part of the presenter's body, or his or her partner's body, each time. To get good results, you must allow for the fact that there is no experienced pair of eyes in the room, spotting mistakes and giving feedback. Never be quick to assume that you've gotten the technique right. When in doubt, put in more time and more repetition. Become obsessive about every detail, no matter how small. It's often in the seemingly tiny differences in technique that the difference between being good and being great lies. Take a cue from the scientific method. Treat a new technique like a hypothesis that needs testing. However, you should make sure you reach a reasonable level of coordination with a technique before attempting to test it. Since you lack the wisdom of a veteran martial artist, err in the direction of caution. Be extra careful to make no misleading assumptions. Test any assumptions you do make safely and rigorously. Find a like-minded training partner, preferably one without ego issues, who's willing to experiment and make careful observations. Slowly and gradually, you will build a base of experience. Be careful, however, not to let any progress you do make go to your head. you're probably learning more slowly than you could under a competent instructor, so you should continue to be on the lookout for one. The second question was, how do I decide what is worth learning from this vast online selection? Is there a way to distinguish the wheat from the chaff in the vast world of the martial arts on the internet? You may not know very much now about the martial arts, but you can begin developing critical thinking skills that will help you weed out less useful information. One of the most important critical thinking skills is metacognition, or the act of thinking about what you are thinking and why you are thinking it. One application of this is to consider why you are drawn to a particular online technique. Did you select it for functionality and practicality? Or do you like it because it looks cool? Don't be embarrassed if you realize that it is indeed because it looks cool. That's a perfectly human motivation. I love watching cool-looking techniques. Just remember what your goal is and work towards getting there quickly. Remember, winning looks cool too. One of the many things you lack as a beginner is a base of experience that allows you to put what you learn into context. Is the person who is presenting the video lesson providing you with a significant amount of context? Elements of context would include pointing out common errors of execution and how to correct them, explaining the proper situational cues so you can know more precisely when to use the technique, explaining the risks of executing the technique incorrectly or at the wrong time, suggesting follow-ups for when the technique succeeds, teaching setups to make it easier to land the technique, warning about common countermeasures the opponent may try, giving options for when the technique fails. This last one is a very important contextual element. If you don't have knowledge of such options, the technique will work for a while simply due to the element of surprise. But any decent training partner will soon adapt and learn to spot your technique coming and take countermeasures. If you have options at that point, the technique still has value as a setup. If not, it will no longer serve a purpose in your game, and the time you have invested in it will have been of little value. If the video doesn't touch on some or all of these contextual elements, then it's less helpful than you might think. Don't assume that the first example of the technique that you find is the only or best available example. If possible, find more than one version of each technique or concept from different presenters. Observe what is different and what is the same between the versions. If there are differences, experiment to determine whether these differences matter. And remember, safety first. Let me emphasize once more. This process is difficult. You are, in essence, trying to reinvent the wheel. It has already been invented, and it took a long time. You will advance farther and faster with a teacher who is only moderately competent than you can on your own. But if you must train on your own, please carefully consider the points I have made here. Anyway, that's what I think. But I could be wrong. Let me know what you think at my website, rpmartialarts.com. I'm Jeff Westfall for The Martial Brain. The Martial Brain is produced by Raging Squirrel Productions in association with the Rising Phoenix Martial Arts Academy. If you like the podcast and would like to help it grow, go to iTunes or Stitcher and give it an honest rating and review. Contact me with questions about the Martial Brain or the Rising Phoenix Academy at our website, rpmartialarts.com.